in looking for parallels to what happened in Zimbabwe, you have to really look at decolonized countries where the regime is so oppressive. Now, Mobutu's Congo came close to this kind of situation. But even under Mobutu, because of the Cold War, Mobutu was not subjected to the kind of criticism that Mugabe is receiving now from the Western countries. So the closest country would be Burma right now, where you have a lot of measures taken by the Western countries against the Burmese government because of the atrocious policies. So if we are really expecting any significant consequence out of the UN report, we have to see it as one moral step towards the greater stigmatization of the Zimbabwean government. Now, the second thing is this will provide a fig leaf for the African leadership because many of them don't want to criticize Mugabe. But if the UN under Kofi Annan begins to put pressure on him, this might very well create room for some of the African leaders who were hesitant to come out against him to begin to say that there is a problem that needs to be addressed.
Now, Dr. Nyang, we've heard time and time again from not only the Zimbabwean government, but even Mr. Mbeki, that if anything is going to change in Zimbabwe, it has to come from within. So how much influence can really this UN report have?
The UN report is going to give the opposition in Zimbabwe moral ammunition to press their claim further, because now, if things get heated, Mugabe has to blame himself, because the opposition, at least trying to say, we're not dealing with mirages. What we are seeing are being seen by other people from other parts of the world. So they are on the same page in terms of grievances with the rest of the world based on the UN report. And that's the beginning of liberation.
What kind of change can be expected from the UN?
The UN has limited because of domestic jurisdiction clause, Article 2, Paragraph 7 of the UN. The UN cannot interfere in the internal affairs of a country. The UN could serve as a moral policeman in terms of bringing to the attention of the rest of the world through the General Assembly and later the Council. The point is, if the big powers with veto rights see the problem in Zimbabwe the way the UN saw the problem in Iraq, of course, there's a different story. But we have not reached that level yet in terms of Zimbabwe.